You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Voters will decide whether Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell gets a second term representing the county's second district. He faces a challenge from Democrat Sarah Lopez in the general election. KMUW's Deborah Schar has more on the race.
Republican Michael O'Donnell has 9 years of political experience at the local and state levels. He beat a four-term Democratic commissioner in 2016 to represent the county's second district. But this election year, the COVID-19 pandemic upended his usual style of engaging one-on-one with voters.
That's been, I think, the saddest part of campaigning during this, is not being able to have that personal connection that people really desire from their elected official.
Democrat Sarah Lopez is running her first political campaign. She announced her candidacy in March, just before the coronavirus spread in Sedgwick County. All the plans she had for community engagement fell apart.
I was excited about these events and fundraisers and, you know, really kind of getting to know everybody and meeting people, and all of that's been completely wiped out, and we had to figure out a whole new way.
The COVID-19 pandemic put a spotlight on Sedgwick County commissioners during the past 6 months. They, along with the county's health officer, have guided the community by issuing mandates and health orders. Some of the safety precautions, like the mask mandate, have been criticized. Both candidates agree that nothing could have prepared Sedgwick County leaders for this important role.
I think what we're struggling with is what you see any city, any county, any community in America is dealing with, and that is how much government interference in our lives is beneficial to our economic and mental health, and how much of it is an overreach.
I think we are seeing in real time the problems of having a board of health that has no healthcare background. And that's been really frustrating, I know, for me.
Lopez has spent the past 15 years with Ascension Via Christi. She has experience in clinical work and serves as a regional manager for healthcare technology. She says her business and healthcare background brings a unique perspective to the county commission.
You know, I see a need in the community that I don't feel is being met all the way, and I think I can do a better job.
O'Donnell says he's proud of several projects completed in the second district during his first term. A pedestrian bridge went up in Hayesville, turn signals were installed at an intersection near Campus High School, and EMS service was expanded in Clearwater.
These little things that don't sound like much to the average voter, to the people that utilize it, it's huge. And that's how county commissioners are supposed to operate, in my opinion.
He says he's running for a second term to continue the progress the county made pre-pandemic.
We're in a very precarious time right now with the economy. There's a lot of uncertainty, and I feel like stable, balanced leadership is what we need desperately for our community to move forward.
Both O'Donnell and Lopez say they support expanding mental health services in the region. They also agree that the second district has untapped potential for economic growth. They say northwest and northeast Wichita suburbs have exploded with development, housing, and jobs in recent years, and now it's time to focus on the southern part of Sedgwick County.
I would love to see our district really grow and really improve and bring people here.
We have a lot of flooding issues we're addressing down in South Sedgwick County, but we are also working on growing business opportunities in Hayesville and Clearwater, and actually growing new housing developments.
The latest numbers show the Wichita area has a 10.2% unemployment rate. That's about 3 times higher than where the region was at before the pandemic. It's also higher than the state unemployment average of about 7%. O'Donnell says the struggling economy keeps him up at night.
Everything seems really fragile still in my mind because the national air travel is still been decimated by this. That scares me a lot. And when I think about it, it is overwhelming because our economy really is still dependent upon aviation.
For Lopez, the impact of COVID-19 on people's lives and livelihoods weigh heavily on her mind these days.
Mental health problems are really kind of picking up, you know, and we're seeing the economy is really taking a hit. Our bars are really having a hard time. Knowing that people are struggling right now is pretty hard to kind of carry with you.
The Sedgwick County Election Office reports that more than 53,000 voters are eligible to cast ballots for the second district race. Republicans and unaffiliated voters outnumber Democrats. Previous elections might give Sarah Lopez some hope. Voters chose a Democrat to lead the district for 16 of the last 20 years. For KMUW News, I'm Deborah Schar.